Jesus feeds the 5,000.
Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, and he did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus, performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
Seeing as we're having a barbecue this afternoon, I thought this might be an appropriate reading for us to reflect a little bit on this morning. It was quite a day. The rumor had gone around that Jesus was in the area, and the crowd began to gather. And they find Jesus on the hillside. And as Jesus teaches them and meets with them, the crowds begin to grow and grow. If there was Instagram, TikTok in these days, then it would have been everywhere. What better way to spend the day than spending the day with Jesus, this guy who was able to do amazing things, this guy whose teaching was like nothing they'd ever heard of before, this guy who seemed to be special. In fact, some were saying that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. But time passes, and it passes quickly. And the people begin to get a bit hungry. Many of them hadn't come prepared. Or maybe they had come prepared, but what they'd brought, they'd eaten already. And Jesus turns to Philip and says to asks Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? And Philip, we're not told what Philip does, but I suspect Philip probably looked at the crowd. And he would have looked at the crowd, and the crowd was about 5,000 men. Presumably women and children also there. And Philip would have looked out at this crowd. And I suspect he gave Jesus a little bit of a what? Because Philip was able to do the maths. Where can we buy bread for 5,000 people plus? Jesus, really? Jesus, he says, it would take a year's wages just for each of them to have one bite. In other words, Jesus, we can't do that. And I don't understand how you even think that's possible. Then Andrew comes along. And he says, well, there's a boy here. There's a boy, and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he's willing to share it. And again, it wouldn't have taken them long to do the maths. 5 loaves, couple of fish, 5,000 guys, women, children. It's not going to work. But Jesus takes what he has given, and after a prayer and after a bit of organization, he starts to give it out and is able to feed them all. There's even 12 baskets left over, enough for a basket each for each of the disciples if they wanted it. Five 5,000 men, women, and kids. This morning I just wanted to reflect a little bit on what this tells us, what this teaches us about Jesus, and a little bit about us as well. It reveals, doesn't it, Jesus' power and authority. It's kind of the most obvious thing. Over the years, there have been a variety of explanations of what was going on here and of what really happened. Because obviously Jesus couldn't do this. And so different propositions have been made. And so the miracle here isn't the miracle of Jesus producing all the food. The miracle here is that as Jesus gave, then the miracle was that everyone else became generous and shared their food too. That's one of the things that's put about. Did people just start sharing what they had? But then surely people would have noticed. This is one of the very few miracles that is recorded in each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a significant miracle. And all the gospel writers are very clear. This was a miracle that Jesus performed. He did indeed feed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can we understand how he did it? No, but what it revealed is that he was the Son of God. Someone who has power. Someone who has authority. Last week we're thinking about Jesus walking on the water. Week before we had Jesus calming the storm, telling the wind and the waves to be still. Who is this guy? Well, this guy is the Son of God, through whom everything was made. And if everything was made through him, then hey, feeding 5,000 people is a doddle. I've made the whole universe out of nothing. Jesus' power and authority. But the miracle also points to something deeper. Because it points to how Jesus wants to be the one and can be the one who can satisfy our hunger and what we might term as our spiritual hunger. Following this miracle of the feeding of all these people, later in the chapter, there is an incident where Jesus meets with some other folks, and they're discussing a little bit this miracle that's just happened. about the feeding of the 5,000, and the people had, I think many of them had come back to Jesus wanting to see another miracle just like it. And so they start talking about the miracle. And Jesus, in the discussion, says these words. Verse 35 of chapter 6, he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And then he says in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus, in this miracle, the feeding of the 5,000 plus, provides people with bread that would fill them for a time. They were all well fed that day and they went home well fed, but by supper time they were hungry again. But what it was an illustration of what Jesus wanted to bring to the people, of how he could feed them, and of how he could feed them and they would hunger no more, not physically, but spiritually. He wanted to give them, and he could give them, a bread that could satisfy their spiritual hunger, their spiritual need. And he says, I am that bread. I am the bread of life. I am the bread from heaven, and I've come to feed you so that you might not hunger anymore. I am the bread of life who has come to die for you, that you might live forever. I'm the bread of life that has come to you that your souls might be satisfied. The people on the hillside that day were hungry, and Jesus wanted to feed them, to give them bread. And today there are many people who are hungry for peace. Who are hungry for forgiveness. Who are hungry for hope. Where's the hope in this world? Who are hungry for contentment, for security, for a place where they belong. Who are hungry for joy. And they've perhaps been seeking to satisfy that hunger in different ways. Getting that promotion. Having that family. Making that money, getting that house. And they do it all, and yet there's still that ache. And they might not admit it to anybody. They might even struggle to admit it to themselves. But it's there. There's something missing. I've got that hunger. And what the hunger is actually a hunger for God. And a relationship with him, and the peace, and the contentment, and the love, and the sense of belonging that only he can bring. And Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread of life who can come to satisfy your hunger. And a Christian is someone who's received Jesus, the bread of life. Who sees that they are hungry, that they are spiritually starving, that they need forgiveness, that they need a savior, that they need someone who can provide that peace. They've been searching it elsewhere, but they found, well, Jesus is the bread of life. And who look to him for their forgiveness, for their contentment, for their hope. And whoever receives him, the bread of life, will never, he says, go hungry. You hungry this morning? Hungry for a barbecue? But do you have that hunger ache? Been seeking to fill it with other stuff, with other things, with other people, but the ache is still there. And you wonder, is there someone out there who can satisfy that hunger, who can give me that peace, who can give me that assurance? Jesus says, here I am. I am the bread of life. Jesus satisfies our hunger. And he's able to do that because he's someone who has power and authority. Finally, this morning, this event also points to what Jesus can do with what we bring. Here's this wee lad, this wee boy, amidst all these people and his packed lunch. What was going through his head? We're not told his age. What was going through his head? There's 5,000 people here. Maybe they'll be able to make use of my 5 loaves and 2 fish. What was he thinking that Jesus was going to do with that? Maybe he knew Jesus better than the disciples did. Maybe he understood more about Jesus than them. He could have kept it to himself. I'm sorted. Who cares about anyone else? It's their own fault. They should have brought more food. And yet he offered it. And with it, Jesus did something amazing. With that small amount, he performed a miracle which is being spoken of over 2,000 years later. He brought what he had to Jesus, and Jesus used it to do something beyond this boy's dreams. That makes us think, doesn't it, of, well, what can I bring to Jesus? And what could Jesus do with what I bring? We can bring our gifts and talents. We can bring our devotion. We can bring our money. We can bring our careers. We can bring our lives. And we can say to him, Jesus, use this. Use what I have. Use what I am. Use who I am. And who knows what God might be able to do through us and with us. Now, you might well think to yourself, well, I don't have much to offer. You're wrong in that, but you might think that. What I've got to offer isn't going to make much difference. Jesus can't really use, he can't use me, can he? He can't use my gifts, my talents, my life, can he? What will he be able to do with me and through me? The boy brought just a couple of loaves and fish. And yet when Jesus got involved, when Jesus takes what we can offer, then through it lives can be changed, miracles can happen. as we give sacrificially, as we sow compassion and care for others who have been rejected, as we seek to point people to Jesus and the difference he's made in our lives, as we seek to live Christ-like lives at school and at work, asking for God to use us there, things happen. Lives are changed. God works. What could happen if we were all to say to Jesus Christ today, Jesus, take my words, take my gifts, take my home, take my money, take my resources, take my time, take my life. I want it to be used by you. I want it to be used so that you might work through me and so that you might be glorified. I want you to do miracles with what I can offer. I perhaps don't have much, perhaps I don't feel I have very much, but what I have I offer to you. Use what I have for your glory. To change lives, to build your kingdom here. Who knows what miracles he might perform, what he might do with what we have, what he might do with what we offer, the lives that might be touched, the lives that might be transformed. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, the bread of life. We thank you that you see our deepest hunger for forgiveness, for peace, for hope and purpose, and that Jesus offers us himself. May we come to him today and find our satisfaction in him. And Lord, like the boy with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, help us to give you what we have. Take our time, our gifts, our resources, take our lives. And use them for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name.